February 29. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, Psalm 37:5. We should never think that it is a waste of time to pray before going anywhere or before doing any work, no matter how easy it may be. We gain much by praying. Whether we sweep a room or wash the dishes, or do some intricate technical work, it is good to look unto our Lord and offer a few words of prayer. Many times people think prayer is unnecessary because they are experienced cooks. If they have this attitude, then it may be that even if they use the necessary ingredients, the food will not be tasty. I have found this by experience. I looked unto the Lord and asked him to tell me how much oil or butter or other ingredients I should put in. The result was that my first attempt at cooking was such a success that I was even complimented on my skill. By calling upon God, we bring all his loving resources to aid in all that we do. Just offer a short prayer before beginning the task you are entrusted with. It makes no difference whether the job is simple and insignificant, or of great importance. You will find that everything that is committed to the Lord in prayer is done well. Therefore, learn to claim God's help for every need. Prove God daily in every situation. You can call any time, either by day or by night. No matter how often you go to him, he will never rebuke by saying, "Why have you come at this odd hour?" Or, "Why do you come and disturb me so many times?" Many men will say, "Come tomorrow or the day after." But God will never put you off, and you will be saved from many unhappy failures when you learn to call him for help. God is interested even in small things. We see this from the incident when Peter was rescued from prison, Acts 12:3-10. The church was praying for him, and God sent an angel who woke up Peter and told him to put on his shoes. God knew that in his excitement Peter would leave them behind. Sometimes when I meet a person, I find I cannot remember his name or recollect where I had met him. The moment I call upon God for help, he brings the concerned person's name to my memory, and both of us are saved from embarrassment and enjoy our fellowship with each other to the glory of God.